Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
excited about the days ahead of us. We're being showcased in a business forum in the state of North Carolina in Durham next week, going through some preliminary events and activities with the team for a global launch of Nano December 1 and launch of the BioBalancer on Black Friday in just a few days. We are so excited about this opportunity and Pastor Hill just being so diligent to continue to work to resolve the problems. I'm going to apologize in advance. I have a little cough, and so I've been kind of coughing all day, and I've taken some cough syrup, so I'm not sure how long it's going to allow me to be able to deal with this cough, to be able to talk without creating this sensation in my chest. But I did want to take the opportunity to give thanks to Pastor Hill for his diligence in trying to get this problem resolved, and also to our environmental bishop, David Clark, for his prayer, his effectual, fervent prayer that God would get this situation resolved so we could continue to be a voice formation and a voice of inspiration for those who are seeking a better life and better health in their environment. We've had an exciting week hanging out with farmers in the Midwest, hearing their stories about their animals that are sick, their families that are sick, the irradiating soil and how radiation demineralizes the soil. And we've had an opportunity to talk to some of the nation's authorities in this area. And I heard a physicist give a great analysis. He said, you know how you use sunblock to block the rays of the sun? The UV rays. Well, believe it or not, the sun makes non-ionizing radiation. That's what I was blown away. Ultraviolet rays of the sun are actually a source of non-ionizing radiation, and we all know the story that sunlight burns the skin, and you put on sunblock to help absorb some of the shock and radiation of the skin to neutralize it so that it minimizes your skin's response to the heat and the strong sunlight, which burns the skin, and it blocks the skin from absorbing it. Well, that's exactly what a flat panel is. It's a static blocker. It blocks the radiation from coming in the body, just like sunblock, but it does a little bit more. It goes on to help the body balance so the body is able to sustain the minerals like magnesium and iodine and other trace minerals in the body. And when they made that analysis, that really was a click with me, because we've been working for a decade now with these nanos, and coming up on the 10th year anniversary in 2020, our big campaign starts off for that anniversary next year. And we're looking to be an international phenomenon. We have been engaged by a business managing partner who is setting forth a global disposition, a global distribution and digital marketing campaign of the nanos and the biobalancers. And so this is a milestone for us. We've been praying to get here. We've been believing to get here for a very long time. And I just want to open up the airways to see if there's anybody that has a burning testimony to share, because I've heard some testimonies come down the pike this week. But since we've been off the airways, I just want to give any of our listening audience an opportunity to say hello to share any of their testimonials or any inspiration that they have, just push one on your phone and you can come into the host suite so you'll be able to speak. Does anybody out there that has anything to want to say? Well, what about you, Pastor Hill?
I got to say so. This has been a truly, this has been truly a test for me. I can't believe we back on the show. It gave me a lot of static. None of the passwords would work. And then the other night I got on and I couldn't even speak. I could hear you. I could hear you saying, but then I was muted out. So I went and signed back up with Skype. And now I can go through Skype and come into the radio show. And it's truly a great blessing for that because I really miss having our conversations and all the information we done missed the last 4 weeks. But I think God had a plan. And I think
definitely it worked out, Pastor Hill.
Yes.
It was no downtime for me. It was just rebalanced time with all that is going on with the farmers. We were so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last we shared that my sister had died, and that brought us closer to community. And in that process, you know, I grew up in a farming community, so I got to see farmers I hadn't seen in decades, literally.
Wow.
And they had been hearing about my work. They themselves do soil reconstitution and soil rehabilitation, soil biobalancing, they're calling it. And I didn't realize that the region was so vast in this subject matter. And so they were so interested to see how this the science was translating to indoor management and indoor mitigation. And I had an opportunity to have an audience with a farming community and just blew them away because every single one of them had somebody that was gravely ill in their house. And one of the farmers told me he had a $2 million farm and moved into the farmhouse and all his hair fell out. And everybody started getting sick. The kids got lifeless and were so depressed and had such poor energy, they thought they were faking and just getting out of their chores. Then they came to find out their kids were actually sick unto death because they couldn't keep the minerals in the body. And so they are lit up on fire. They're on fire to get their stuff done. And it's just really been tremendous to see what's going on.
That's just
where we are with that whole thing. So I know we have so much to share and talk about, but I just want to say thank you. Thank you. We got a chance to speak last night with Bishop Clark. And we were talking on Luke chapter 10. You just got to tell me, did you try any of that out? How was your day? For those who are just tuning in, this is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. You're listening in to Tuesday Health Talk Radio, where we usually feature some format in environmental health. And sometimes we get so overwhelmed with joy for the miracles that we see and that we're experiencing that we just have to stop and turn the show into a worship session because we serve the Most High God who is doing such extraordinary things. But last night it really got to be a strong fellowship with you and Bishop. And we were reflecting on Luke chapter 10 where Jesus sent the disciples out and the scripture says, that he sent them armed with their vulnerability. And we had to stop right there to shout because that's exactly how we went forth in this show. You know, this is internet radio and the reach is global. Anybody can turn in this show and pick it up in their country through the internet around the world. And so people are listening to us in remote parts of the world in Africa and Tanzania. A man called and said, somebody sent me this MP3 of this show because they know my son suffers with seizures and I need to get one of those technologies. I said, well, you know, sir, we didn't make this technology to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. We made the technology to just simply block static, and it's doing so much more. And so the man said, well, I need some in Tanzania. Will you ship me some over here? And so, Pastor, we were talking about how, you know, none of us are millionaires. We had such meager resources, and so, but we went forth with our vulnerabilities, not being the biggest guy out there, but being
right.
The little guy, and God would make a way. I tell
yes.
you what, we were. I was in a prayer, morning prayer session with some of my team members, and I put that thing out there, the anointing of God hit on us, and I tell you what, we had to stop conversation and go into worship.
Wow.
Because we knew we were in the presence of the Most High God. And even last night when I shared that with you and Bishop Clark, just reflect a little bit on how it affected you, how it touched you.
It touched me deeply because, actually, I already had did it that morning. Because my wife got up and she cooked a breakfast. She cooked the bitter melon and the egg and some onions. And on bell pepper, and she had that. Oh, she put a lot of bitter melon in there, and we had the grits and everything. Oh man, it was just a fantastic. I said, this is a feast for a king, and I thank her for it that morning. Now that day, she cooked another meal last night, so I had to do it again. But I recorded. I got it recorded that I thank her, and I'm gonna follow instructions. And I got up this morning, took her fishing, and she was happy than a peeing. I mean, the woman was so happy.
What?
So, she was happy all day. She said, you know, she was sitting out on the side of the water, and she was saying she ain't catching no fish, but it was just so comfortable and nice out there. And we stayed out there for about 3 or 4 hours. And so I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but whatever happens tonight, I'm recording, and in 7 days, I'm going to send you every recording, because I'm going to do it for 7 days straight now and send you the recording. And I'm recording every night what we did and how I thank and appreciate, you know, her. And
that is what, you know, and you know, Pastor, just hearing you reflect on that lets me know that God put us on that pathway. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in, you're listening to Health Talk Radio with yours truly, Dr. Rhoda Zion Alawi, scholar and resident at Columbia University in New York City, with our fine engineer, Pastor Jonathan Hill, who has been the Archangel of Glory, making this broadcast available to you and yours for almost 4 years now. We're going to roll it into our fourth year. He has been so faithful every Tuesday. And imagine he was sponsoring this show for 2.5 years before I even met him and saw his face. I was a total stranger. He heard about my struggles trying to educate people about the environment and to educate them about the use of the nanotechnology God had given me to balance the environment, to mitigate the environment, and all the miracles that was happening. And, you know, it's just as simple as this analogy. You have a fire, you stick your finger in the fire, you can get burnt. You take your finger out of the fire, the burning stops. And that's what electricity is. It's non-ionizing radiation that can burn us from the inside out. And we have to be more intentional about safeguarding ourselves as we put more electrical things, devices, appliances in our house, especially Wi-Fi. We have to stop and ask the question, is the radiation becoming too high in our home? Just like
right.
If you go out, it's scorching, 110-degree day, and the sun is bright. You have to ask yourself, how can I shelter myself from the sun? Because I know it will burn me. You may not have known that the source of that burn was the non-ionizing radiation and the ultraviolet rays of the sun. Again, I apologize. I got a cough running out in the rain yesterday, and I just have to rest my body today. I got caught in the rain, kind of got a drench trying to walk a half a block without an umbrella. But it was okay. The rain was warm, but I got a little chill going inside the building with air conditioning. And that's where I picked up this little call. But I'm so grateful. And so, as we came out of Luke chapter 10, where it talked about God sent them forth with little strength, God began to admonish me to start saying thanks to people and start admonishing husbands to thank and appreciate their wives and start admonishing wives to thank and appreciate their husbands. And Pastor Teal is giving us a demonstration of when you say thanks, you bring forth glory. And he began to appreciate his wife, and the day got better, and her grace got better, and she wanted to do more for him. And then she just wanted to enjoy the presence with him. Imagine this. Somebody that likes to fish, they go fishing. They don't even care if they're catching the fish because they're in the presence. They're in fellowship with somebody that loves and appreciates them and honors them. And so it makes the moment magical even without the fish. Now, that's a hit right there. That's a hit right there, Pastor.
Yeah.
That lets me know this woman loves you for you. Imagine, fishing is what she loved, but she didn't even care. And she kind of fished because she just wanted to be present with you. And I bet to you her face is more radiant. Her joy is more radiant as she knows that she feels your desire for her. And you appreciate her getting up and making not just a meal. Now, she could have put two eggs in the skillet, flipped them, and served them with a piece of toast. But no, that sister put some love in there. She went and got some little stuff from the garden, made you something special, something that everybody doesn't get every day, something, you know, created for you and served it to you with a smile. And you appreciated her and rejoiced over her. And sister girl said, what can I do for dinner? She went and showed out for dinner. And then you appreciate her. You made it time for her. You made room in your schedule to give her joy. And she said, I don't even care if I get any fish, just so I can be here with you. Isn't that a blessing? We have
and
done something
it's by,
here.
Yes.
Go ahead,
and
Pastor.
It's by the water. Notice how Jesus operates. It always ends up the fish and by the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's deep right there.
Yeah.
And
yes,
it
is.
And the fact that you could have that type of experience. God is doing a new thing in your life. He's increasing the love. He's moving you to overflow. You're moving into overflow, and God is using your thanksgiving and your appreciation to position your wife, to strengthen your wife, to align her so you're flowing as one unit.
Right.
So that as the increase comes, it will bring unity and not division. Because so many times people feel unappreciated that they start getting jealous when one person in the marriage is getting more or seemingly more favored than the other. Because they don't move as one unit. They don't operate as one spirit. But that is so wonderful sharing that God is being so glorious to you in this event and in this occasion. And so I'm not going to be long tonight because I need to rest my voice. My vocal cords is a little strained, and I need to just rest them so I can go. I didn't want to take too much cough syrup because I don't want to get drowsy, but I do really need to take some air and relax my throat. So we're doing this 30 days of thanks, 30 days of thanksgiving.
Right.
So I want to take this time to thank, first of all, Pastor Hill for his faithfulness and bringing my voice to the airwaves, to my Canadian family. I don't know if you're in studio tonight. I know that a number of you are just getting back from a Canadian holiday. And I thank appreciate you. Go ahead.
They're here. I don't know why. I think that's Mario.
Okay. Mario, it's our Canadian family here. Mr. Mario.
Yes, I am
here. Oh,
I know that was
him. We have to hear from you.
I just happened to to call in. Was not sure that there would be a radio talk show tonight. Because it's
good.
Because of problems there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you restarted the radio talk show. I'm very glad.
Oh, man, I'm happy now.
Oh, yes, we are also happy. We were talking about how we were intentionally saying thanks to people we loved and appreciated in our family on a 30-day campaign of saying thanks every day to our spouses and our family members, finding an occasion every day to thank them and to appreciate them. And Pastor Hill was saying that it created a whirlwind, that his wife got up and she made him a stellar breakfast and a stellar dinner, and so he took her out for a romantic moment, morning on the lake, and she said she loved fishing. She said she didn't even care if she caught a fish. She just wanted to enjoy the moment with him and the beauty of the earth and be with his presence. How precious is that? That you can strengthen one another with love and thanksgiving and appreciation. And how he made her light up like a Christmas tree light with all that rejoicing over her. It makes a difference. I mean, Pastor Hill, what did you – I mean, is her countenance, is she more radiant, more joyful, more lighthearted? She's got to be all of that.
Well, I had to come back and go to a meeting, and so I just ran in. Then I'm at the Bible study tonight, too, so I had to run in and accept the show. So I haven't made it around in the den yet, so, but I'm looking forward for a beautiful afternoon.
Well, that's
I can
beautiful.
Feel it when I walk. I feel it when I walk in the door. There's a you can feel a different shift in your house. Man,
yes.
You can just tell it. Yeah, I mean, it's just a different shift have taken place in this house since last night.
And you know what, man of God? This is what I appreciate about you, your willingness to humble yourself, appreciate, and be intentional, and be careful about nurturing her with thanksgiving and appreciation. And God is the same way. He loves it when we give him thanks for his glory and his faithfulness. He loves it when we appreciate him. And when we take that part of heaven and bring it to earth for our families, we strengthen them. We encourage them. We lift their hopes up. We reignite them. Because when people know you appreciate them, I tell people, that's how Oprah Winfrey built her empire. She came with little resources and her vulnerability. Everything about Oprah said that she would never make it in the world of media. She was 100 pounds overweight. She didn't have a college degree. She didn't live in the upper-class neighborhood. She came out of poor America. She came out of rural America. She was in a youth detention center. She got molested by her uncle and got pregnant and the child died. She went to girls' reformatory school. Not a thing about her would even rank her among the top, the Barbara Walters of the world.
Right.
But because she started giving thanks every day, the people that worked with her, she was intentional about thanking them and appreciating them. She didn't nickel and dime her staff. The people that worked overtime for her, she would do crazy things like put $10,000 in a roll of toilet paper and give it to you for Christmas. She appreciated her staff. She bought them cars. She took her executive team shopping for minks. She took her wealth and spread it around. She rejoiced over people and celebrated people. And because she did the unthinkable, she lifted people and funded their hopes, funded their dreams. She was Shark Tank before there was Shark Tank.
Wow.
She had an encouraging word. She said people need mental health and they need strategies to overcome their craziness. And she funded Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz. She's a smart woman. She multiplied herself five times before she retired. She is the strength, and she is the enterprise behind Dr. Phil. She is the strength and the enterprise behind Dr. Oz. She is the strength and the enterprise behind Rachel Ray. She is the strength and the enterprise behind Tyler Perry, and there's probably a number of other people that she's behind that we don't even know about. She's the strength and enterprise behind President Barack Obama. And if I haven't heard the news about Miss Abrams, Stacey Abrams, the first female running to be governor of Georgia, but I know that race is hot enough to light a fire down in Atlanta, down in Georgia. Oprah Winfrey came out and started knocking on the doors herself, shocking people with her vulnerabilities and her little strength. She kneeled to the Most High God and began to ask him for favor. And she started saying thanks, and God favored her. And that's my new campaign. We got impossible works to do. And with our little vulnerability, we're armed with our vulnerabilities. When I think about how this campaign started with these nanos in rural America, a town population 7,000, and how it's everywhere now, and people understand it's moving, and we have a global launch positioning. We have investors now. We have a management, two management teams, and God is doing all of it. We did our TED Talk, and we was broadcast on the international spectrum. We have biophysics labs. We just got the coding research back from the coding. We're getting ready to put it in prescriptive formulas. God is doing the amazing with our little strength, armed with our vulnerabilities.
Wow.
They stood before the people scared to death to talk about environmental toxins when every federal agency is compliant, is engaging the Healthy People 2020 campaign, which speaks on many different levels of sick building syndrome and how the indoor quality is so poor that air and radiation toxins are causing premature death.
Wow.
That's one voice, one single voice throughout America, and so many people are afraid. And I had to stand in the marketplace, and people have lied on me and accused me and did all kinds of manners of evil, but I bless everybody. I am so happy, so grateful that Jesus is the Lord and that he made me for such a time as this. With my little resources and my little strength, I gave all the love that I am.
Amen.
All the hope that I have, all the skill that I have. And it brings me great joy to know that the Most High God used my hands and my legs to go bring wholesome life, to help lift the burdens, the hurts of the wounded, to comfort mothers that have to watch their children with over 1,000 seizures a day, 600 seizures a day, 300 seizures a day, children that can't walk, children that are bedbound, children that are wheelchair bound up, now walking around 97% seizure free, doing math, reading, writing, arithmetic, writing books, doing amazing things the world said they would never do. It gives me great strength to journey back in time to my eighth grade math teacher who lost his ability to feed himself and write his name. His hands shook so fervently. He was in a state of depression. It gave me great opportunity to go to him and say, listen, I think your environment is too toxic. Let's get this done. People don't realize when the environment is toxic, full of air, chemicals, and radiation. I'm going to say that again. When your environment is toxic, the electrostatic is too high, you got chemicals and radioactive gas, it will take your life.
Take your life.
Your radiation levels will be below 40 BMUs. My school teacher's levels were over 1,200, and it took away his dignity because he couldn't even feed himself. Do you know what a blessing it is to be able to hold your hand steady and get you a spoonful of soup and put it in your mouth without having it all over you and nothing on the spoon by the time you get to your lips.
Yes.
And God said to me, I'm going to be an emissary of mercy through you. I'm going to use your mind, your hands, and your skills to bring comfort and deliverance to the hurting. And I said, be magnified in me, be glorified in me. Let these miracles come for your glory through my hand. Give me the wisdom, Father God, to educate, to guide your people. Because the people of God cry out. The word of God said, these are they that mourn in Zion. Depression, the number one disabler in the United States. And everybody's sleeping with their head on the wall, with their brain being fried in electric current. Because no one is paying attention to how much static, what are the numbers that we are living in?
Jeez.
People want a quiet voice. I wish I could be quiet. But God has strengthened his love in me to cry out in the wilderness and tell people, your medication won't even work if your chemicals and radiation is too high in your house. You need a balanced house so your doctors can achieve their medical goals to keep you stable and manage your disease.
Yeah.
Because if your chemicals are high and your water is full of static and radiation, nothing they're doing for you will work, and that's why people are losing their confidence in medicine because the medication is not working anymore.
Right.
We're here for a better day. And so I'm glad God has started this on this journey of saying thanks. And I want to take this occasion to say thanks to my Canadian family, to Mr. Mario, one of Canada's premier weathermen, and our senior most environmental health physicist and design engineer for Healthy Smart Homes up there in Canada.
Yes,
a man who has given us his shoulder to stand on, his finances to stand on, who has used his wisdom to guide us and help us to transform certain protocols so we do it more excellent. Somebody who at the core of his being wants to see the next generation preserved. He wants to see healthy babies born. We have lost 98.5% of our ability to preserve the unborn. And there's some places in Arkansas, Ohio, and New Jersey where the incident of autism is 1 in 3 children. Arkansas alone has increased 33,000%, according to the Department of Education, in the presence of autistic children in the school system. This has to change. And we got to cry out. And when we can unite with our brothers and our sisters to the north of us, and hold our hands, and we shall overcome. We shall make a better day. We shall be steadfast and unmovable.
Amen.
It'll be wonderful.
It'll be wonderful.
It'll be wonderful.
Oh, what a day.
Mario, I'm so glad you tuned in, and Pastor Hill called Bishop and tell him about this testimony, because I know he got one too. I will, next week we're going to have him on the show. Because went through, that ordeal was having to be air-vacced. Because he had a blood clot in his brain, and they had to go in his brain and take that clot out. And during surgery, he said they put classical music in his ear. He listened to Mozart or Beethoven while he was under anesthesia to keep the brain. Remember I told you about through music they can infuse frequency to de-stress the brain. So music in therapy, music in surgery, isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. So I'm going to say goodnight to everyone because I need to go minister to this little cough I have. And I will talk to see you next week. We're going to be broadcasting live from Durham, North Carolina, in the pre-launch activities for the Business Expo Worldwide. And we look forward to sharing that with everyone next Tuesday night. Good night, everyone.
Good care of your health, Dr. A. See you, Nathan.
Well, thank you so
much. I need some of your maple syrup, Mario.
Yeah.
I need some of that good Canadian maple syrup.
Yeah, we're going to get around to that again.
Okay.
Sometimes in the future.
All right, sir.
Take care and have a good week, both of you and everyone on the line. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Then, thank you. Bye-bye.
I want to find this song, but it don't seem like I can find it. But I'm looking for it. If I don't, I'll just play another one. It was laid on my heart to play this song. Oh, there it go right there.
If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like a cool dude that jumps on everybody.
Like a cool
if you really want it tonight.